8 railroad depots still serve passengers in Wisconsin for Amtrak trains that travel across the southern half of the state. But once, there were a few hundred rail stations here. While many of those buildings are gone, reporter Chuck Kornbach tells us, others remain, but with new uses.
Mineral Point is home to Wisconsin's oldest surviving former railroad depot. Cornish stonemasons put up the two-story limestone and sandstone building in 1856. That's as the local railroad company built tracks to connect southwest Wisconsin to Illinois to haul farm crops plus lead and zinc from nearby mines. The trains also carried passengers. But rail service stopped decades ago. The old depot now houses the Mineral Point Railroad Museum. The extensively redone interior still contains sounds of the past, like this bell from one of the locomotives that ran on the rail line. There's also a small telegraph office where the station agent sent messages. That's Matthew Payne at the key. He's on the board of a society that runs the museum. Payne says as recently as about 30 years ago, the building was in serious decline, partly due to flooding from a nearby creek.
When the structural engineer came in, it was within 2 years of falling down. When they went to level the building, the northeast corner actually fell out. So they had to rebuild that.
Payne says a federal grant, community fundraising, and a strong preservation ethic in Mineral Point saved the building. While Mineral Point has kept a railroad theme with its former depot, Payne says other former stations around the state have been converted to things like offices, restaurants, and retail stores. He says many preservationists think that's just fine.
In the historic preservation movement, there's a clear understanding, it's reflected in the National Park Standards for Historic Preservation, that it is better to preserve a historic building for a different use than it is to not preserve it at all and have it go away.
Repurposing is the plan over in Belleville, south of Madison, where the Illinois Central stopped passenger service to the local depot in the mid-1900s. A construction worker uses a miniature jackhammer to take a layer of brick off the building. The goal here is to renovate the one-story building into a cafe and community event space, hopefully attract bicyclists from the nearby Badger State Trail. Owner and architect Catherine Howley says her team is getting some help from federal tax credits, as well as local government and maybe the state. But Howley says it's not easy or cheap to renovate a 137-year-old building.
It's an absolute heck of a challenge.
But
it's super fun, right? It's just really fun. And you gotta find a way to use the thing that you're trained to do to give back to the world, is my truthful belief.
In Sturgeon Bay, preservationists who are also rail buffs are trying to find a more public use for a former depot used by the Anapee and Western Railroad. Since passenger and freight rail service ended decades ago, the 111-year-old brick building now serves as storage for a shipbuilding company that owns the property. Sturgeon Bay Mayor David Ward says they could move the depot to a park or elsewhere in the city. Perhaps it becomes a concession stand, coffee shop, or tavern. Ward says it's a matter of finding the right developer.
You got to explore all the options, and then you never know what's going to break. All of a sudden, there's somebody that's really interested who has either the business or the capital to make sure that the building, if it does go private, is maintained in the long term.
Ward says the old depot is not in danger of being torn down, but just in case, the Sturgeon Bay City Council has passed a resolution saying the city, as a last resort, would take control of the building to protect this link to the local passenger and freight rail past.
Reporter Chuck Kornbach brought us that story on historic rail depots in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.